What's up, everyone? Does it seem like time slows down when life sucks? And coincidentally, just to make things even better, when things are going great, time goes way too fast. Has that ever happened to you? Well, it happens to me all the freaking time. Well, you're in luck because today's episode we're going to talk about is time relative? Does it speed up? Does it slow down? Or are we just going crazy? This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
You ever had that experience where time seems to contract or dilate or whatever they
Oh
want to
my
say?
God. I remember so clearly in like high school, certain classes at the end of the day, it felt like the last 2 minutes I'd watch the clock and it would feel like the whole day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Condensed in those 2 minutes. It felt like
Oh,
forever. I was like, how are they saying so many words in 60 seconds? Like,
I
and it
can see
just.
that happening in like one of those 80s movies where you see like the second hand going like donk,
Yeah,
donk,
that's
donk.
what it
And
felt
then
like.
eventually it does like the donk, but it doesn't move. It just
It
goes like
doesn't
donk and
stay
stays in the
there.
same spot. And you're like,
Oh,
what?
dude, I used to look away and stuff, look back and be like, 2 seconds have moved, you know? It's like, felt like an eternity. They used to happen all the time. And then, like, but then on the flip side, yeah, like, you know, like you said, like, when I'm doing stuff I love or like, you know, doing work that I really love and I'm into it, like, I'll look up and hours will have passed and it felt like seconds. Like, I've always had a hard time with time, though. It's like I don't think I understand it, and I don't mean like intellectually. I mean on like a fundamental level. I feel like a disconnect, and maybe it's because of that like whole like relativity thing, you know?
Well, it's also interesting because it doesn't exist. It's kind of a construct of humanity. Like, time
Definitely
doesn't
kind of
exist for
shucks.
animals.
Nope.
Definitely not. Time didn't even exist for humans until pretty much the industrial era and railroads and stuff. Like they needed timetables in order to figure out when trains would go.
It made it easier to have the clock. Yeah, but originally it was all just done by like the moon and the sun and stuff. So it was like your days are very much relative to your area, 100% like specific. Yeah. That is kind of interesting that we force this construct on top of society, like as a measure. It's very weird, right? Just so that we can sync up on things.
I actually, okay, so we're talking about expanding and contracting time. I was actually curious about this because back in the day, like before railroads, there were really no clocks for the most part.
Yeah.
And so most people lived based on sunrise, sunset, you know, tradition. And those, you know how like in the summertime, days are longer. In the wintertime, days are shorter. I wonder if living back then before time, before clocks,
Before
people actually
time.
notice before time in the land before time.
That time.
I
When everything was
wonder
eternal.
if people noticed that there was less construct hours in a day than
Oh.
in those seasons, or if they were just, or if they would just, you know, the sun would
Summer
come
days
up,
are
they would
longer.
get do their stuff, and then the sun would go down, they just go to sleep the whole night, and they just wouldn't notice it because it was just like, how is it
Yeah.
possible that someone comes up and goes down? It's the same.
That is true. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what they did think. I mean, somebody must have started to think
We
about
should
it, right?
ask
'Cause,
them.
yeah, we should get these guys on the podcast and talk to them. What the hell? Yeah, that is interesting, you know, and like. Well, they say back then too, people used to sleep a lot more too back then because you weren't on these schedules that were like, I mean, we really have made an
Dude, the
unnatural
average was
schedule.
11 hours before
Yeah.
electricity, 11 hours
Because there
average.
was nothing to do in the middle of the night. There was no electricity, you know, like I think that's the big thing. We made like such a, yeah, it's really strange. It's funny too, because, you know, what was it? Kant, Immanuel Kant, philosopher, he thought time was like something that reason provided to experience. So like it's embedded in experience, but it's something like we embed because we need things sequentially ordered to have them represented in like, you know, a sequence. And so like I always found that interesting that maybe, you know, because if it's a construct of rationality, it's a way, it's a measurement, right? I mean, we obviously notice like we get older as, you know, as we start out from little infants and such. So it's a way to measure things and it's a way to have an experience that's ordered, right? Not chaotic.
You
I
want
thought
to
that was
talk about
interesting.
inappropriate thoughts? I
Yeah.
was thinking this the other day, you know, like the Immaculate Conception.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll just piss off every religious person just because I'm mentioning this. But so Mary had Jesus without having sex. What if it was like the first date rape? You know?
What happened? Could have been.
What if? You never know.
Well, could have been one of those Zeus type things going on, you know?
Yeah.
Zeus definitely was the king of
I mean,
deep.
people ate crazy stuff back in the day, and who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe she ate a plant that just made her forget.
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
You
that's
never
true.
know.
But
And then he became.
that's the other weird thing about time though too, is that we also don't remember things 100%.
No, no.
And it's funny because we talk about past, future, and present, but really we only have now. We only have right now, the present. That's all that really exists. So the future is like imaginary. The past is based on memory, which is a total nightmare in terms of being accurate. Like we've there's been numerous studies that have proven this. And a simple example is you go on a vacation that's okay, and then later, like 10 years later, you'll remember it as this really great event, even though, it was just okay at the time. It's like you've had time to simmer on those memories for
Or
so
like
long.
childbirth, how woman will have
Yeah, oh
a
yeah.
second child after going through it the first time.
Yeah,
Like,
where I ain't
if
been
you
the
don't
right now, I
forget
never
stuff, oh
would.
my goodness, yeah,
Yeah.
forget
Well,
it.
they say that about it's funny, like that's why like certain pains we remember really well and certain ones we seem to forget, because it would cause us to not do things that we need to do. If you think about it, it's pretty amazing. Yeah,
Yeah.
time is strange. I always
But
found it
it's
so.
so frustrating how it does the opposite of what I would want it to do. Like I would
Yeah.
want it to slow down when things are good and to just
Yeah.
really speed up when things are bad. Like when you're going through a major depressive episode, just be like, you know what? Just wake
Zip.
me up in 12 years when I'm done with this. I don't care. Just do
Yeah.
it. Fast forward.
Let's zip by this. There was that,
Yeah.
remember that movie with Adam Sandler where he had the remote control to change?
Click. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's basically what happens, right? You fast forward through all the boring stuff, but it ends up being like 90% of his life, so he loses like his whole life and misses out on things. It's very sad. But that's always, it is funny, like when we're really engaged in joints. And I always wondered, right? Because now they say you should live in the moment, you gotta be present, right? Like all these monks and stuff. Like if you were, does the day go by just like super fast all the time? Is it just like zoom over because you're like there? Because I don't know, whenever I'm like present, I feel like time goes by. Whenever I'm living in the moment, time goes by super fast. I lose all conception of it. That's when I'm like my happiest usually. It's like, but it's like goes by really quick. Like would that happen with you?
But okay, I agree with you there, how like when you're present, time goes by super fast. But there's also like the idea of paying attention. So like there's being present, but then there's also being present and like awareness. Because they say that like if you want to enjoy
Wait,
something
I gotta
more,
be
just
two
be.
things now. I gotta be
I
present
know,
and
right?
aware.
It's come
So
on.
they always
I
something,
can
dude.
barely do the
I
one.
know.
Yeah.
It's
Because
always a gimmick.
they say like if you want to enjoy stuff more, just be more aware of it. That's why, what we do with the small delights helps, because we're just aware of these small things during the day that are really good. So like the more you can be aware of your experience, the more value it has, the longer it lasts, which possibly is why time seems to slow down when things are going bad. Because when things are going bad, your mind's going a million miles an hour saying, why this,
Yeah.
why that, what's wrong? It's finding everything that's wrong with life. So you're just
You're like
paying so much attention
hyper,
to it.
yeah, hyper
Yeah.
focused.
Whereas when things are going good, you're just feeling good. You're just like,
Yeah,
I
just
just feel good.
coasting through that stuff. Yeah. That is true though, because that would explain too, I can remember, I remember I was in an accident a few years ago where somebody crossed a median and hit me. Guy, like an older guy, must have passed out or something. But I remember how long. Like his car went from like the red light to the median real fast, and then like when he jumped the median, like from that point on, it felt like 10 minutes before he hit me. Like I did all this stuff. I was like, it was just amazing. I was like, wow,
You
got
smoked a
things done.
cigarette, sent a couple texts,
Yeah,
filed your taxes,
all kinds of things. But yet,
and then he hit.
it was like, but that makes sense, right? Because your adrenaline's pumping, all of a sudden you realize danger. You're like really paying attention to everything happening. Yeah, I wonder if that makes sense. See, we have to learn how to be present and focused like that, like paying attention to
Present and
things.
aware, yeah.
Damn,
Yeah.
it's hard.
And it's that stupid thing called meditation that they always harp on.
Yeah,
Really the
no,
answer
right?
to everything.
Everybody talks about
It's
that.
like literally the answer to everything.
It is.
But it is the most frustrating, boring, irritating thing you'll ever do in your entire life.
Yeah, I think it's good to prep people that way for it. Because it is like the most frustrating thing. It pays off way later, though. That's the other
Yeah, in
problem. It
like
takes
5, 10 years,
forever.
which is long after everyone quits.
I know. I'm so happy I started like way long ago because now I'm like, eh, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But yeah, it's like, it is. But you know, because I
It's one
think,
of the
like I said, it's one of those things where people want to jump into, but then they forget that there's people that live literally in communities that this is all they do. You know, their whole day is structured around it, right? So like, how are you gonna just dip your foot in here and there and get to that level? Like, I always love when people are like, well, it's not working. It's like, well, they spend hours a day meditating. Like, are you? Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think there's kind of like two different aspects of it. So there's like the there's the monk's meditation and then there's the layman's meditation. 'Cause not everybody could be a monk. If everybody
No.
went and been a monk, the world would just grind to a halt. But like it is possible to practice meditation while living in the real world, so to speak.
You say
You
monks
know?
don't live in the real world?
Well, they do,
What?
but it's
I know.
it's yeah. So but like they live
But
in
they're like
their own
happy and don't
world.
have stresses and stuff and like
So like for instance,
yeah.
I mean some communes, yeah, sure, produce their own food, but a lot of places monks go out and ask for alms. So
Yeah.
like their survival is dependent on other people. So not if everybody was a monk, guess what? The
Ain't
world
no
would
rice in those
collapse. So it
bowls.
doesn't
Yeah.
work. So there needs to be both the monk's mindfulness, but there also needs to be the layman's mindfulness. And while it's absolutely difficult to do, it's something that's possible because you don't need to go up on some cave in a mountain in order to reach enlightenment. It's possible to do when you're just
Yeah.
like screaming your head off at the guy driving the car next to you. Like
Yeah.
lots of
That is
experience
true.
with
I know, God, right?
that.
Yeah. No, I
Or
mean, I've always.
the person texting just stopped right in the middle of the sidewalk, just
God,
like, oh my gosh.
it's getting so bad. Yeah, it does. No, it does. I mean, like, I think I always think of it like that because, like, I consider myself like layman's meditation. You know, I do it at night. I enjoy it. It's very helpful, relaxing. It's very helpful, but it's just like, yeah, you're not, I don't have the time to dedicate to it either, like that, you know?
And it's like
So.
expectations because I hear a lot about it where like in order you need to have some type of retreat in order to really experience the mind quieting and things that people want because just from like the constant agitation and attention getting and
Oh,
all this stuff that we deal
especially
with on a regular
if
basis.
you're new to it, yeah, because you also need to get out of your area too. If you get out of your like normal place too, that can be very helpful.
Well,
Like,
like new or old, we just have
yeah.
so many distractions on a regular basis, and our world is so like blah all over the place that when we do have time to sit down, it's kind of, they say it's like, stilling a glass of muddy water. Well, ours is stirred up all the
Start
time.
up like crazy,
You
yeah.
know, for a monk who's
Yeah.
living on some, I don't know, a temple or a retreat center or something like that. There's like a little stirring, or maybe it's like somebody just tilted the cup a little bit. So when
You
they
got
sit
that one
down,
dramatic, that one
everything
monk is like a
settles.
drama queen.
Yeah,
It causes
exactly.
all kinds
Everything
of
settles
problems.
real fast. But like
Yeah.
for most of us, it's stirring up with a blender, shaking it all over, and
Yeah.
you put it down. And you're like, why isn't it settling? Why is my mind going
You
crazy?
might
I'm
get to
supposed, this is
slow
supposed
down
to
a
be
little.
peaceful.
Yeah.
And so, but like I've heard that for
I like that
laymen,
metaphor. That's a
yeah,
good one.
thank you. I didn't
Yeah.
come up with
Ah, well,
it.
that's
But
good.
for laymen, going for an extended retreat, like 3 to 7 to 21 days, can be eye-opening because you can start to touch those levels where finally, after a week or after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it starts to settle.
Well, you know what's funny? You look at the monks and like the simplicity of their lives. That's I feel like that was probably the simplicity that most people had back in the day. Because you had such it was such a smaller world. And like you were talking about, there was so much less noise, just information and crap around you, you know. Most people didn't even have books. Like, you know, like I mean like the amount of
Yeah, people
information
couldn't
was
even
so,
read.
yeah, like you know, the amount of information was so narrow. Life was so much simpler, and I think you probably it was probably so much easier to like, you know, by meditation doing stuff.
Could you imagine? What do you even do? No TV, no Netflix, no reading. It's like, what can you possibly? You just look at things
Yeah. Then the
and I
lights
guess
go out and you're
talk.
like the sun goes down, and you're like, well, time for bed. Better get that 12 hours and it's winter.
Oh my gosh. Could you even imagine? What the heck do you do? Yeah.
Must be brutal.
Yeah, so
Anyway.
I guess that's why time speeds up and slows down, but
I feel like we sort of answered it. It is a tough one.
yeah.
You know? It's I
Oh,
it's
you know
just
what else?
such a confusing thing, time.
You know what else I want to talk about? So, like, all these old people, they're always like, oh, life goes by so quickly. Like, watch out. It's just going to go by in the blink of an eye. And I'm like, man, life's taking forever. But then I'm also
Right?
like, well, maybe I'll get to be old and I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know what? That did go fast. But like, it seems like it's taking forever.
Think in hindsight it goes fast. Yeah, looking back.
Maybe,
Yeah.
maybe. But
Not in
even
real.
when I look back from now, I'm like, man, that was slow. Like,
Yeah, sometimes it does feel like, I know, sometimes I look, I'm like, another 40 years, really? Is it gonna be
I
that
know.
long?
Yep.
It can't
Yeah.
possibly take that long. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Seriously.
It does seem like
Seriously.
a long time. It is kind of well, we never lived this long either. That's the other thing. Like, we live so long now. It's crazy. It's
Yeah, I
too
know. That would have
much.
been crazy. Yeah. We're already like 25% above the life expectancy a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah. Dude, I
Jeez.
remember reading a thing. It was like about like, it was like in the talking about the 1500s, and they were talking about this kid that was like 12 going out making his own. I was like, it's like, could you imagine a 12-year-old now trying to go out and do
Well,
anything?
dude, they would marry girls off at like 8 years old and expect them
Because
to get
everybody
pregnant
died by
within a
like
few
20.
years.
Yeah, you had
Yeah.
stuff to do. This is busy.
Jeez.
Things are busy if you want the
Jeez.
human race to continue.
What a
Yeah.
world we live in. Oh,
And so
my
it's
goodness.
crazy. It is nuts, I
Yeah.
know. Time's
Well, I guess
nuts, the
we.
world's nuts, everything's nuts. It
Yep.
is.
And it always has been and it always will be.
Yeah. Very hard to
Like I
figure
was
out.
just listening to Meditations again the yesterday and today. And it's like the same stuff. He just says it's all crazy, always, you know, like in the times before in the present time and
It's
also in the future. It's just craziness.
gonna be nuts, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's I like that's the one thing I love about reading and like especially like classic, like old books like that, like philosophy, because they're like so focused on their own life, trying to figure out the good life and stuff. And you just see like how much of it is just overlapped directly with us. Like we haven't figured anything out in all that in thousands of years. How many generations is that? That's a lot of generations. What is like I think they say 20 years to a generation or something. So it's a lot.
Yeah, that's a
It's like
lot of
100,
generations.
yeah, something like
Yeah.
that. But like, yeah, and they just, it's crazy because you have the same problems over and over again, and the same things. And we see, and it's funny, you see with the shifts in society, the same issues, right? Because things get faster. It's like when the printing press came out, when TV came out, when information gets transmitted faster, it seems to speed things up, but it also causes all these problems because we're not really meant to, it's a lot of noise. Said.
Yeah, that's why things were better back in the
Right, there you go.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Right.
but that's all for this episode. If you did enjoy it, make sure to check out our other episodes. Leave us a friendly review, like a good one, with lots and lots of stars. The more stars, the better. And we'll see you
Yeah.
guys next time. Yeah. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.